It seemed like everybody want to be a boss these days. Everybody want to be a boss till it's time to pay out, you feel me? Till it's time to pay that boss call. They ain't trying to have them tough conversations. Ain't trying to put in them extra hours, catching that windfall money, dealing with folks not being consistent. Don't get me started on the lack of sleep, but you know what they say.
Boss Life, BOSSFEST, Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend, and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is, the Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST, Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another edition of the Boss Fest Podcast. How y'all doing out there today? I am Kevin.
Oh, and I'm Edwina. Yo, welcome, welcome, welcome. Like, hit my ears so heavy. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hopefully y'all having a productive day, being successful, chasing your goals, chasing your dreams. Welcome back to the mid part of the week where we either say, hey, we ready for it to be over, or it's just getting started. Just depends on your mindset.
I don't know if we say that. I mean, I definitely think it's midway. We either grinding hard enough or we need to grind harder, but however you judge, I'm happy that it's Wednesday.
I don't know. It's just, you know what? Either way, we in there.
We are in here. I am really excited. So I know we have an amazing topic today, but I'm excited. We finally have dropped, you know, our first Boss Fest flyer. Many more things to come that we're sharing on social media. And I don't want to say it's like an unveil, but we're definitely slowly releasing some of the things that we have going on for this year's Boss Fest. It's for us been in the making for a long time, but now we're just kind of sharing what we've been working on with the world. So I'm really excited for that and excited for what this year has been doing for us and what's to come for sure.
No doubt. I'm going to say the hardest part of all of this has been, you know, keeping everything close to chest, right? Last year,
because you be telling secrets, boy.
I don't know if you say so. I be trying not to reveal certain things, but you know, when you're excited about something, it'd be hard to keep it in. And for me this year, you know, just making sure we had all the pieces lined up in place. Last year we was being very aggressive with trying to chase certain goals and get certain people in rooms and things of that nature. And we fell short, right? We fell short. Everything didn't fall in place the way we needed to, but we looked at that in two different ways. We said, hey, man, either we can take another approach at this, figure out a different angle, figure out how to grind, and come back to the drawing board. So I'm ecstatic that the Boss Fest lineup has been dropped. Plus, there may be more more surprises. Ooh, there might be more surprises. More surprises as we get closer towards Boss Fest. We are a little over 60 days, so this is the ramp up season. Go get your tickets. We got several different ticket levels. Vendor tickets are available for those highly motivated entrepreneurs who are trying to get in the room, expand their brand, expand their business. I would tell you that we had vendors in the room last year who saw amazing numbers, but more than that, they was able to network with a group of people that can help them figure out the next play or help give them the next idea, right? And that's the purpose of the event. General admission, you know, is just always access to the speakers, information, things of that nature. The real value is in the VIP and the Boss Academy, right? I don't think people understand the power of VIP or these different level ticket prices. When you don't got to worry about certain things, it's just amazing. Like food is taken care of, networking mixer, all these different things. It just gives you access to different possibilities. And the biggest connections are made not when you're sitting there listening, but when you're moving around talking. And that's what the VIP ticket level gives you access to, is to interact with these people on a different level, on a more in a more comfortable space. But definitely Boss Academy this year is something very new, very great. Listen, man, we're giving y'all access to the people themselves. I don't know if y'all understand the power of Brandon Dixon or David Shands. If you go look at their inner ticket prices to get them to coach and train you and develop you in these things, right? This is like $5,000, $10,000 ticket level access to these people, right? We're giving you the introductory at Boss Fest at a steal. Take advantage of it. These are game-changing opportunities. Sometimes it's that opportunity that opens the door. So definitely, I would encourage everybody to get the Boss Academy tickets. Those are very limited because we wanted to keep that niche down for people. So Boss Academy is the ticket price. If I was you, I would go. And the reason why I say that is because when we go to events, we try to make sure we're in the right spaces in the right room. So
I just want to touch on that. Not that we're selling tickets right now, but I do want to make sure people understand what the ticket levels are. Your mouth was moving and I didn't hear anything. So I was like, I don't know if you're talking or not. But when you say like ticket levels, so the highest level ticket for this year's Boss Fest is Boss Academy. You do get everything included in the VIP ticket with a Boss Academy ticket, but you also get an extra hour of just straight coaching with David and Brandon. So that's David Shands and Brandon Dixon, where you can come with whatever your business idea is, whatever plan that is. I would definitely advise if you're buying that level ticket to come with a plan of action so that you're utilizing that time wisely. That's just my advice to you. But that is before Boss Fest even starts, that you get that personal up close time with them. And as Kevin said, that's a very limited ticket. Then as we go through the day with the actual Boss Fest event, you still will experience everything that you're getting with that VIP ticket. So that means those same people that were coaching you that morning, you get to experience the rest of the day with. So it's definitely something that's up close and personal. And as you said before, sometimes getting in the room with some of these people costs thousands of dollars. And how do we know that? Because it's important to get in those rooms. So we pay that money ourselves, because that coaching is important to build your brand. And what we're trying to do is bring that same level of excitement and knowledge to the Central Florida area. So when people are asking us personally, like, hey, what the difference is between these ticket levels, that's going to be the major difference. So if you want the best experience at this year's Boss Fest, it is the Boss Academy ticket. Then you have our VIP level, which we're bringing something different to this year's VIP. So I definitely want to make sure that you understand that with VIP, which we normally do, like you get, you know, food, and you have drinks included in that VIP ticket, because we love to give you a break somewhere in Boss Fest just to kind of unwind, network, whatever that looks like. But after the event, there will also be a networking hour. So if you have that VIP ticket, you also will be a part of that, because we wanted to make sure that we included that extra time this year so everyone doesn't run away. If you miss the chance to talk to that person that you realize, hey, I think you are my next connection, you could be my next partner, whatever that looks like in this room, you experience that time. So you will get access to that networking hour after Boss Boss Fest. And then, of course, our general admission. And by all means, get in the room. So we are doing our best to bring those experiences to you this year and make sure that it is jam-packed, one with surprises, because we still have more to unleash, and then value. So we are making sure to also make sure this year is value-packed. So that's all I have. I just wanted to make sure people had questions. They can look to us for the answers with those ticket levels.
So without further ado, we're going to jump into this week's topic. And hey, I believe this one's going to be a good one, right? Because this one plays dear to the heart. And it's your worth isn't on their payroll, right? And me and Edwina both come out of corporate background, corporate spaces. We've elevated our careers in these spaces, and we've seen both the good and the bad that comes with, you know, trying to climb that ladder, right? And one of the things that, you know, when you start off trying to grow, you know, your name in these businesses, you know, they tell you, hey, if you work hard, put your head down, you grind, you're going to get to where you want to go eventually, right? But truth be told, you can't build wealth at 2 and 3%. Damn, did I disappear?
You did for a second, but you said you can't build wealth.
You can't build wealth at 2 and 3% increases, right? And this topic is just so, you know, it touches home for me, because for so long I used to believe that if I just worked hard, if I just grind, I would get, the company would recognize me and value me. And there's been examples after examples after examples that no matter how good you do or how well you are in this space, the company will never pay you what you're worth. And I'm excited to jump into this topic. Anything you got to say before we get going, babe?
No, I mean, I'm excited for the topic. It's near and dear to my heart. So nothing that I really want to say before we get started. I think I said all the before that I wanted to say.
Gotcha. So your worth isn't in their payroll. I want to start off with a story, right? And the reason why I'm going to start off with this story is because it has meaning right now. So I work in a logistics operation where I have had the privilege of leading numerous employees, hundreds of employees, right? And in my latest role, I've had the pleasure of being able to, I can't even say mentor or manage. I'm gonna say work with an employee who's been with the company for, it would be his 50th year with the company this month. Well, in August, right? And I know for a fact that this individual is worth way more than what his paycheck even allows for him to make, right? He started with the company back in 75. And you think about that, right? The time period of when he started with the company, the times and the transition and things of that nature, you would assume that this would be one of the highest paid employees in the building, right? And you find out.
I wouldn't assume that, but okay.
But
I would actually assume he's probably one of the lowest.
But what you find out is that this employee, because of inflation and cost of market and everything else, he is still right on pace with everybody else. But his value, you don't have to tell him what to do. He knows what to do. In almost 10 years that I've worked with this gentleman, he hasn't missed a single day of work due to sickness or whatever. Through COVID, through everything else, almost a decade, he has not missed a single day. How many people do we even know in the workspace who is that dedicated to the job, right? And I now interview new people to bring them onto the job, and I'm dang near matching what he's making now when I bring these new people in who have no experience, who want to call out every day, who have no work value, no principles sometimes. And it just goes to remind me, like, if we think you're going to build wealth through a 9-to-5, you're not really going to do that unless you're going to make true, real sacrifices, meaning sacrificing your family, sacrificing your weekends, your holidays, sacrificing your comfort. You may have to change and rotate positions, but you may have to change positions numerous times, move out of the country, move out of different places, just to finally get to a position or a pay scale where you now feel comfortable. But how many things did you have to sacrifice? That's why
you got to move out of the country?
Move out of the state. Thank you for correcting me.
No, I was just wondering.
So I misspoke when I said country, but I mean, like, well, you got to move out of the area, right? Like, you can't move up the corporate ladder in the same building and think you're going to make the money. They won't value you. It's just in this, it's in the code. I don't know who came up with this system or who came up with the code, but it's like, hey, if you work in the building, you're only able to get 2-3%. If you mess around and get a 4% increase, I don't know, you broke the mold. But it's almost like they have to tell you, no matter how much good you do in business and how much you do with a company, it's almost like they have to tell you when it's time to evaluate you about all the things you did wrong, right? Or that they don't ever remember the greatness that you brought or the good that you did. They only remember, hey, remember that one day when you didn't show up, or you remember when I asked you to do this and you didn't do that? There was definitely some opportunities. They don't ever make it seem like, hey, man, you are phenomenal. It's just not in the DNA.
I think conducive in this, the season or where we are now in just the world, it almost pays to jump to different jobs, to go to different companies. And obviously, it definitely helps if there's some type of side hustle. It's almost now in most American households, you can't survive off of the salary you're being paid. So a lot of people will say, hey, everything's going up, but my money is going, you know, my money isn't changing. And you're right, like a 3% raise, like we've been in corporate America for quite a long time, and I hand out raises to employees. And you look at some of the top performers, and I go through the list of, and I don't tell them necessarily what they did wrong, but you go through the accolades that they did, you know, throughout the year. And this is the sales attainments that you were able to hit. And because you were so amazing, I can give you 3.5%. Like the company has allotted me to give you 3.5. And now if I'm being 100% transparent, because like I am a leader in the business that I'm in, if I want to give somebody over the 4% threshold and like go up to 5, I have to be able to answer to why that person deserves 5, which means I got to be able to lay all on the line to be able to say, I think they deserve a 5% raise. So when you talk about somebody's value, like your worth is not on their payroll, it's because companies don't want to pay for what that knowledge looks like. That's why a lot of people have gone to entrepreneurship, because the future that we want to build, the legacy we want to leave behind for our children and where we want to grow, it's not conducive of corporate America. A lot of times, and I'm just going to speak for like, let's say minorities, it seems like we become the workhorse of, you know, companies, and you can always depend on, you work in a warehouse. So there's a lot of people that like have physical issues because like I'm moving these pallets, I'm doing X, Y, Z. You put your body on the line for this company. And when it's time to get that raise, it's 2-3% that you get. You got to pick. And I don't know a lot about warehouse, but you got to pick at a certain time frame. Like I got to move so much within this hour. So my body has to constantly be moving. And that's a wear and tear on your body. But when it's time to say, hey, I appreciate you, there's no value in that. So like, what are we really worth as individuals? So when we talk about your worth isn't on their payroll, we are undervalued in corporate America. And I personally, obviously, feel like it's time for us to start creating our own wealth. And that's outside of corporate America, because there is a stop line on where you can go with that. I personally feel like there's a stop line on like how far they want to promote you, depending on, you know, how you look. And I speak, you know, and teach other people. And I, unfortunately, have had the sad experience to see people that I've been able to teach in this business go on and move further than I have just because they look and talk differently than I do. So I definitely feel like, for me, that has been an experience that my worth is not on their payroll. So I can relate to, you know, what you're saying.
You know what I find crazy about, you know, when you prove yourself worthy? It's almost like you made yourself, in their minds, you're not valuable enough to move up, but you're too valuable to move up. And it seems crazy, right? Like, hey, there's an opportunity over here. They talk, they tell you about it. You interview, you apply for it. Oh, no, it just wasn't the right opportunity and things of that nature.
Yeah, because you're proving yourself important or necessary in the position that you're in.
But because you're managing and you're holding everything down in the position you're in, and I look at it from, we can even go frontline employees, right? I work in a warehouse environment. There are order selectors and things of that nature. I've literally watched leaders who will look at the highest performing order selectors or pickers or whatever, and be like, man, I can't lose them. They'll come up, hey man, there's an opportunity to move over here and do this job. And I literally watch some leaders be like, yeah, I don't know if that's going to be a good fit for you. You know, you like this and doing this. You know, you got certain privileges over here. So, you know, once you go over there, they play by different rules. And you know, you got those particular, you know, issues you got. And I'm working with you. It's the only thing they thinking about is how your exit is going to now impact their ability to slack off. And I want to... Yeah, just slack off. We're just running with that.
Yeah, let's be transparent about it. I mean, you're a leader. So, I mean, I've never prevented anyone from moving up or advancing. But you definitely think of those things as leaders. Like, if you were to lose a top performer, or top picker, whatever it's called, you literally think, okay, is this going to now hinder the time that I get home at night? Am I going to have to do a little bit more? So in some cases, some individuals will literally hold someone up because how they impact their lives. But when you talk about value, it's time, in my opinion, to start like looking at what value is. Like, we either demand what our value is, or we start investing in ourselves so that we can bring value to ourselves, which could be through entrepreneurship. But I just think when you're talking about in a corporate world, especially minority people, and I can speak as being a minority woman, or double minority, if you will, that there are a lot of times that we're overlooked and undervalued, especially when it comes to pay.
So I just grabbed a calculator, right? Because I'm sitting at the desk, and I think about, you know, people like, man, what is that 3%? What is that 3% increase, right? Think about that. So we'll use the national average of $45,000. That's the national U.S. household, right? $45,000 now. If you just say,
okay, where you get this number from? You looked it up?
Yes, this is a real number. Okay. This is from the census. So that way you're aware of the number. So
okay.
So now if you add 3% to that, that is only $1,300. That's a whole year for just $1,300. Why don't we, instead of us trying to fight for these 2 and 3%, why don't we figure out, hey man, how can I generate $1,300 in a week?
In a day.
In a day. In a month. Listen, if you figure out how to generate $1,300 in a month, you've already beat that 3% average that this company trying to give you and question your value. Then you maximize that. Now you figure out how you make that. You make it in a month, you make it in a week, you make it in a day. You just keep trying to figure out how do you improve upon those numbers, right? And that's what stepping out on these different ledges look like. And that's one of the reasons why I am embracing entrepreneurship more and more each day, is because the corporate space, while it has its benefits, right? It has its safety nets. And anybody who's risen up from the 9-to-5 to become the serial entrepreneur, they'll tell you, hey man, I had to have a foundation first. I at least had to have something that paid the bills. But then what happened was I created something. This something I created started to generate.
Yeah, your 9 to 5 is your first investor into your business.
Your 9 to 5 is your first investor. So it gave me the capital that I needed to start my business or to start my brand. Then I figure out how do I start to make money. Once I start to make money, I start thinking about how do I make my income? How do I make my salary? How do I make my hourly rate? And once you start to focus on that grind, then you figure out how do I do that in less time. I know people who work in the school board, right? And they get whatever they get for the month. If you divide it by days and all that stuff, it's a little bit of nothing. They literally can make in the weekend by doing different jobs or gigs or cooking and stuff like that, almost a third of their monthly salary just in one day because they're now expanding in the entrepreneur space. And that's where we got to start going with this mindset. You're never going to be paid what you're worth. The companies don't allow it. Their system will never allow it. Trying to move up in a 9 to 5 and thinking it's going to get you out of poverty unless you're making serious plays or like you're on what they call their fast track, where they know that they're trying to get you to this next corporate level, then it's a different play, right? If you ain't in that, if you ain't on that fast track, then.
So this comment says that I love this comment. It says, nobody can dictate my worth or my value. And I definitely feel like that's important because a lot of times when you're working a 9 to 5 job, especially like you said, your employee was working that job for 50 years, you start to feel like you are the company. Like, have you ever heard somebody talk and it's like, you know, it's almost like they take ownership in whatever that is. You know, when you go to McDonald's and you're like, let me get some more sauce. And they're like, nah, I can't give you no more. Like, this is not your sauce. But they now become a part of that company. And that's really huge to kind of separate yourself from that, because now you're letting this company dictate what your value is. And that value, a lot of times, like you said, it could be 3%, sometimes even less.
If you're getting 3% increase every year, you're doing better than the average. Most times they try to keep you at 1.5 to 2%. You're not even beating inflation right now. The inflation rate, I think, last year was 4.5% was an increase in the inflation rate. Like, you're not even beating inflation. You're now making less money, even though they gave you an increase in pay. Your money is going a lot, is not moving as far as it was due to inflation. Like,
it's actually more beneficial to job hop to find another job that pays more than to wait for the 3% raise that you're getting from the job that you're at now. It now pays you to look around and find other companies willing to value you or pay you more than to stay in the same position at the same company for multiple years, where a lot of people are like, I'm looking for that retirement from that company. That's just not what's conducive of, you know, building a household that can sustain these days. You can't do it.
So people who may come across this podcast, and they may, people who know, hey man, but y'all work in corporate space. What are y'all talking about? So yes, we work in a corporate space, and we're selling you right now, man, we are worth more than what they pay us. I know for a fact I am worth way more than what my salary dictates. And I don't think I make a bad salary, but they can never pay me what my true worth is. Because if I can go into your operation in any given time and find the discrepancies and find the deficiencies and go and recoup and recover hundreds of thousands of dollars in one weekend, then yeah, I'm not being paid my value. Why don't I put that energy into my own business and my own brand and figure out how to ways to grow that? And that's what we're now approaching as we move forward in life. And that's what we want everybody else to kind of develop that mindset of, hey, what can I do that people will pay me for that'll generate additional income? Go after your own 3%, then turn your 3% into 6%. But you can dictate how it grows by the measure.
Go ahead. Because I mean, people that follow the podcast will know that you haven't always, you know, come into this entrepreneur thing lightly. You know what I mean? Like, you have been the voice of the 9 to 5. So now you saying, you know, like, hey, you know, create your side hustle, or hey, do that. Like, it almost could seem a bit biased. You know what I mean? Like, if you're like, I love this 9 to 5 and I'm not ever leaving, like, for you to now say create the side hustle, now where does this mindset come from?
It's called growth.
Okay.
So the things that I did at 20 and 21 changed, right? Once I got more exposure to different stuff. I am now being exposed to different people, different lifestyle, different communities, right? So before, the only thing I thought was, if you grew up in one of those households where they tell you, put your head down, work hard, work, then take your vacations with your family when it's time to, but you just need to make sure you keep providing. I had developed that mindset and that mentality. And we're going to constantly keep saying this phrase, COVID woke people up. Not only did COVID wake my wife up immediately, it started the process for me to wake up, right? And I still want to make sure the household is protected, but she can tell you right now, we take a lot more risk in entrepreneurship than we would have done a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. She come to me with an idea now and say, hey, we need to invest $5,000 into this. You would have said something to me like this 3 years ago, I'd have had a heart attack. You said to me today, okay, how do we recoup that? Do we make our money back? Do we make double? Can we make triple? What is now the plan? Because I didn't see the vision, or I didn't see the goal, it was challenging for me to like fully invest when my wife did. But it took being in different spaces. My wife was in a different headspace. She started interacting with different people, which made me, which we always going to interact. But now I'm watching the growth and the change in her, and it's putting me in those spaces. So now it's like, hey, we in these spaces together. So I don't necessarily think it's like a hypocrisy. I think it's like an evolution. Like, okay. Change is good.
No, I 100% agree. I mean, we've gone through, honestly, a hell of a lot this last past 12 months. And we were moving for a company earlier this year. The bag wasn't there.
Talk about that.
I don't know what you want me to say. We were going to move. The company was going to pay for us to relocate. And it's just some of those things. I guess I don't necessarily, you'd have to ask me a question about it for whatever it is you want me to talk about. But what I do want to say for that particular initiative is I was just offered, like personally offered, a position. And when I think about this company pays me to travel to teach, because I'm in sales. So I teach sales leaders to be better sales leaders. Like, that is what I do. And I teach high performing sales teams. So you will pay me to travel to teach those teams. You will pay me to help move the needle in other locations. But when it's time to offer the bag, you don't see the value. And that's just, you know, based on where I see my value. And when I break it down, I was like, you pay more for me to travel in a month than you're offering me to relocate to another area and move the needle. Like, just make it make sense. And it's really like, sometimes you do have to know your value and know your worth, because every opportunity isn't the right opportunity. And I want to say that, like, not just talking about 9 to 5, but in entrepreneurship, every time that there's something in front of you, it's not always the right something. And sometimes you have to say no. So, like, we just stood on business. I'm like, yeah, you're offering me this, but it's not conducive to what my value is. So the answer is no. And like, hey, you're going to turn down 10,000, you're going to turn down 12,000, like whatever that offer looks like. But if it's not what I value, then yes, I'm going to turn that down.
Think about that. That's powerful, right? So a lot of people like, man, if I'm in my 9 to 5 and my company is offering me another $5,000 or $10,000, right? Most people ain't going to think to themselves like, man, dang, this ain't my value. Most people are in the mindset to believe that oh man, this company is putting me in the best position to win. Believe me, the people they putting in the win, the best position to win are the people that are up top. You have to know your worth, and you take account of everything that happens around you. You look at your counterparts. You look at the market. You got to gauge all this stuff. And once you line out everything and say, hey, man, this is my value. This is where I see myself. And if you are in positions and like in different type of higher leadership, you can possibly negotiate. But even then, you're still limited to what someone else thinks of you. And your value is always dictated by the next person above you. And that's the crazy part about it. Like, the next person above you can see exactly what you do, but when it comes time to money, they're trying to hold on as much as they can to make sure that their bottom line is good so that their bonus is great, right? They don't want to blow their budget for their bonus, so they think about their money. Because the next person above them is thinking about their money. Yeah, and I don't want it to be
like, you know, we're just saying, you know, 9-to-5s aren't that, but what we are saying is I don't believe companies pay what your value is. And I definitely think it's always smart to, whether you're investing or making your money work for you, because life is expensive. Like, life be lifing out here. And I just feel like you really should make your money work for you, whatever that looks like. Because some people love their 9-to-5s and they want to go to work and they really truly do love what they do. And if that's the case, I'm still saying, like, you probably still are not being paid your value. I mean, I think it's very few people that can say that they are, but still make your money work for you, still invest, still get the best benefit. But the message, I guess, is really for those people who go to work, who are trying to make ends meet and don't feel like they're valued in that 9-to-5.
I definitely am now in a place where I'm starting to appreciate my value, right? And that's another revelation, right? Appreciating your value.
And you got to appreciate your value, not just at your 9-to-5, your job. You got to appreciate your value everywhere. Like, when you step in a room, you have to understand that you bring value, whatever that room looks like. We had this conversation today, and I know you was about to say something, so hold on to it. But we had this conversation today as we were unleashing, you know, this conference that we are building. And let me go back to a couple of days ago, and we were saying, like, hey, I don't know if what we're putting out is powerful enough. And I said, you know how you'll know if it's powerful enough is when you put it out and your phone blows up. And I like to think, you know, and it's just my mindset that we are low key, right? Like, we do value relationships, but we are definitely not the people that are going to always be on the scene in your face. Like, we appreciate the people that support us and the people that uplift us, but it's just a different type of low key behavior that I think we exhibit. So in that conversation we were having, we were saying, you know, like, hey, I was saying to you, like, that's how we know if we're doing something well, is if you put it out and your phone blows up, then you know you're on the right path. And then today I said, well, have you checked your phone today? Like, I don't know what's moving out there. I don't want to do a lot of checking, but have you looked today? And you said, nah, I haven't looked. And you said, oh, I'm missing a few calls. I said, okay, I think we may be on the right track. But at that moment, I had to say to you, understand what your value is, right? Because we're trying to make plays for our business, and we do our best to bring the people that we can, because everybody can't come with you, right, on this journey. We just know everybody can't. But those that we can support and those that we can help, we do try to, because someone's helping us. Like, that's how this thing works. It's through connections, and you build things and you support each other. That's how, you know, this entrepreneur game works. But in saying that, I said, hey, take a second and understand what your value is. Know your worth in this. And don't let somebody else tell you that you're not valuable or you don't mean anything to this game. And your phone won't be blowing up if you weren't of value. And that was the important message from today. So before, you know, you go into what you were going to say, I just wanted to preface that to say, it's not just about knowing your value at a 9-to-5. You know your value in entrepreneurship, you know your value in networking, and you know your value when you step into a room. Like, we're all trying to be better individuals. So you need to know your value every place that you go.
All right, you're talking about knowing your value. And it just made me think.
Yeah, I feel like I gave a word.
You gave a word.
Okay, a word.
Yeah, a word. But
a word, okay.
Do people truly know how to value themselves, right?
And okay.
The reason why I asked that question is because before this company I work for now, my previous company before them, I didn't know how to value myself. And because I didn't know how to value myself, I found myself frustrated when I saw people who I was training and developing moving up above me. I literally would watch somebody who knew nothing. I would teach them everything, and then they would now become my boss. And now they're my boss's boss. And now they're my boss's boss's boss. And I'm like, man, what the heck just happened? But it's because somebody had gave them a value that was more than me, that was based on whatever criteria it was, whether it was, hey, you are a campus hire and we're now moving you through the process. We just want you to gain enough experience in each category so that way we can promptly place you in these positions to just get you here. But because I didn't know how to say, hey, man, I didn't know how to quantify my value, I would allow people to devalue me. And I just think about all the times where all the writing was on the wall, right? That I am better than what they're measuring me as. I'm looking at employee evaluations. Like, the hardest thing for any leader to do who manages a frontline team is to get a positive review from the crew who they have to manage every day. Because you always have to come with tough decisions and some challenging words and things of that nature. Especially you have to perform disciplinary actions to get the team performing and things of that nature. And my valuations was the best in the company. It was the best in the location, to the point where my leaders thought that somebody was going into the system and falsifying documentation. Because they was like, man, there's no way your numbers can be this good. How can you get a 4.5 out of 5 with an employee engagement managing over 30 people? You're trying to tell me that 29 people love you that much? I said, I'm a fair and consistent leader. I treat people like humans. And people understand when they got opportunities and when they mad about some of things of that nature. I said, but when it came to evaluation time, it was always, oh man, we didn't see no value in you. They was giving out 1%, 0.5%. And I would become visibly frustrated. And I didn't know how to convey myself properly in that way. So that make them like, hey man, respect me. And because I didn't know how to value myself, I allowed for them to control the narrative. And it took for me to separate from that company to be able to step back and say, hey, I would never allow that to happen again. Some of y'all are still stuck in the same company that's been devaluing you for years. And you keep wanting somebody to see you. And the next leader comes in and they say, well, I'm not like the other leader. I treat people like they are and like they is. And if you show me the work, then I'll definitely help get you to the next level. No, they're not. They're only thinking about what their next level is. And you have to learn to show your true value and be comfortable there.
Okay. So, I mean, I get what you're saying. You went back to kind of like the 9-to-5. I feel like I'm in a transition period for me. You probably won't like the transition period that I feel like I'm in, but it kind of is like you have to learn everything that you can get when you're in a season. And I feel like I'm in a season where I think I have plateaued in this point, and it's kind of like what's new and what's next. So I'm definitely trying to maximize my value where I am and move past this. So I'm literally pouring everything into my brand and looking to really like launch this Boss Fest thing into the next level. Hopefully people will see value in what we bring, and you know, we'll continue to grow. We're doing what we need to do to get in the rooms and learning the things. And it's really important that we say to people, like, when you don't know the path, find a teacher that will teach you the path. The information's out there. You just have to go get it. When we first started this thing, it was like, it gets really hard to know which way to go and where to spend your money. And you kind of feel like it's so much money that you're throwing at the wall and you don't know where to go. I remember spending thousands of dollars on SEO and like things not getting done to where we needed them to get done. But I say all of that to say, there's a path, there's a coach, there's someone that's been through this before. Find that person. I'm looking to expand my worth, my value, and, you know, go on to whatever the next thing is for me.
You're talking about that money thing. When we spoke the other day, and you were saying your coach gave you the word one morning. He was like, man, the reason why you're not moving the way you want to move in business, or you're not moving the way, you're not achieving the results you want to achieve, because you haven't went all in yet, right? And a lot of us play scared and play cautious. And I am definitely a victim of playing cautious.
I was about to say, wait a minute, where are we going with this? Okay, let me listen. I'm listening.
Just be ready.
I was on ready. I'm sorry.
Like, stop being on ready. But there's value in, like, stepping out there. And my wife is always giving me hell about this, but I've been stepping out way more in spaces that feel unknown and uncharted for quite some time, especially for somebody who wasn't trying to see it at first, because I felt like my role was to protect and provide. And I'm going to say that continuously too, but there's different ways for me to protect and provide my family. And that's also by presenting them with a lifestyle that can sustain them when I'm no longer here, right? My 9-to-5 won't do that. Once that job is gone, it goes to the next person. If I leave here today, that job goes to the next person. There is no more money that comes in from that job that goes to my family, right? But if I can build something, invest in property, real estate, something like that, I can put it into a trust. Figure out a way that I can generate some more money here that I can reinvest it in here that now starts pooling back into my household. I leave my family with something, right? And that's what I'm trying to build. That's what we're trying to show people with Boss Fest. A lot of times when we talk about these events, we get on this podcast, it's like, man, how can we bring people along with us? And I find myself sometimes like, man, you know what? I'll be wondering, is it really worth it trying to
bring people with you?
I'd be wondering. Like, I want everybody to win.
We use the white people because we've tried to bring people with us, and people kind of tell you. And honestly,
tell you or show you.
Yes, but I feel like I now am at the point, I don't know if it's the age or the point, where I let people make their own decision. So whether I know what's coming or I open the door, it's your decision whether you want to come through it or not. And people may have other ideas for what they want for themselves than, you know, what I think they should want. So it's your decision, you know, on what you
want to do. And decide somebody's want.
Right. But sometimes, like, you could want so much for somebody and you envision things for them. Like, I tell you all the time, like, I envision you being this. And then you'll say, but I don't want that for me. So you can't envision or make me want to be something that I don't want to be. So I think that's the same when you're talking about, like, bringing people along. Like, you can open the door and you can say, hey, here's the path. But if they don't want that, you can't force them to go.
So back to my question.
Mm-hmm.
Should we keep trying to bring everybody along?
I think you bring people that want to come along. Like, so what I was saying is, like, you open a door for them. If they show you this isn't what I want, then you let them stay wherever they are.
So we ain't dragging nobody.
Drag somebody, you're slowing yourself down. Like, in order to drag someone, you got to slow your momentum down to try to pull them with you. No, I open the door as I keep moving. You either come or you don't.
See? And I think I'm going to take a different approach.
Okay, let's hear it.
I think I'm just going to make, you saying open the door. I'm saying, listen, I'm going to keep climbing to the top. I ain't going to worry about if you hooked on or not. Here's the path that I'm telling you I'm going through. Once I get up there, I'm going to look back and see who even attempted to climb. If there are some people that are still trying to climb, maybe they didn't get there as fast as me. Yeah, hey, hit that ledge. Here, let me drop the rope down. Let me help pull you now. But
saying, I don't think that's a bad way to be. You know what I mean? Ain't.
But I think we find ourselves looking back at people who never even attempted to climb. They was fake climbing, right? Oh man, I'm finna climb with you. They just playing at the wall, but they ain't really doing nothing. And then once you get up at the top, and they the first ones clapping. Oh man, I knew you was gonna be successful, man. I need to be with you. Like, you could have been right here with me when we was making this climb. If you helped me climb, we could have figured out a better path together, or we could have worked as a team and got to the top faster. But you made me go by myself. I got there.
Think one was more right than the other. I understand what you're saying is you're about to take this path. I honestly feel like it's knowing your worth, knowing your path. And I'm just saying, I'm not trying to force anyone to come. Like, what we're doing, and when you like even think about Boss Fest itself, like what we're doing is not only educating ourselves, but we're trying to bring that education to other people, right? Like, if we're gonna pay to get in a room, like we could literally pay and we could be, you know, inner circle with some of the speakers that we bring. We could pay for let's say someone to like produce our podcast or whatever. Like, those things are within means, because obviously we pay thousands of dollars to put on this event. We can do that, but what we're doing instead is we're like, hey, we're gonna get the education through this as well. We're now opening this up to you. And I just remember seeing my first business conference, which shout out to Black Equity Con. And you saying, hey, I'll go to Miami, let's see it, open my eyes to something amazing. Like, to be in a room with that many entrepreneurs, that many people that looked like me in business and supporting each other and wanting each other to win. Like, we didn't know people. They were like, hey, let's go to dinner. Like, we all going. And everybody was like, what you doing? Like, you got to go to this. And like, literally helping you lay out plays. Like, to me, the amazingness of that still sticks with me today. And I'm like, to be in a place of that much support and people wanting to see you win and saying like, hey, I see your value, I understand where you're trying to go, I did that, why don't you try this? And that being the right path, like, that is what keeps me like wanting to do this. Because regardless of all of it, which you encounter hate, you'll encounter like jealousy and all the things along the way, but it's the people who say, man, like, this really helped me, that are like, that's why we do this again. So I'm not saying your path to like, I'm just going to climb and like, hey, if I make it and you still trying to come, I'll throw down a ladder, is the wrong way. Maybe my path of opening a door and saying, hey, like, I'm opening it for you at this level. If you come, you don't, but I still got to go. Maybe that's the right way. I don't know which way is the right way, but the point is we're still moving forward.
I don't think nobody really knows what is the right way. That's why we all try to go at it as a community, right? And that's the biggest part of these events we attend. We're going to be attending one next week. Shout out to Podcast Summit. We're going to Podcast Summit to network and be in the space, right? We are going to be able to help elevate the podcast brand, figure out things we can do to improve it, figure out people that we can invite on the podcast that's not in our immediate connection. More importantly, we're going to network with influential high-level people who can help teach and elevate the game. But you got to invest in that, right? And what amazes me a lot of times is people see what you're doing, they ask you how can they do it and how can they be a part of something, and you say, all right, man, I've created something here that's at a fraction of the cost.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to be educated. They just want to be entertained.
Right, but some people don't understand what a fraction. So for you to say it's a fraction of a cost of something, then that's someone who has to understand what the value is, right? Like if I don't know, like I haven't looked at a coaching program for someone and I don't have money to invest in any coaching program, you telling me it's a fraction of the cost isn't like, oh my God, it's a fraction of, I don't have, like if I don't got $20, then having $1,000, like what is that going to do?
I guess that makes sense. So how do you define the cost? So we're going to Podcast Summit. What, the lowest level ticket is what, $300? $400?
I don't know what the lowest cost ticket is.
I know the lowest cost ticket is not even as much as our highest cost ticket. I know that for sure.
I don't know, but I guess the point is we are going to Podcast Summit. So are we gonna say we're going to Podcast? I don't know the ticket prices.
I got it. I just see that you're somewhere else. So, hey, as we get ready to close this out, what?
I just don't know what you were saying. You're leaning on me to tell you the cost of Podcast Summit. Okay, thank you. Someone says $300 because you couldn't get to your point unless I told you the cost of the Podcast Summit ticket.
That was the lowest level. So thank you in the audience for, boom.
She said lowest $300.
Level. That gets you sitting in the back of the room.
So, and I mean, for me, I honestly don't know because Podcast Summit is a two-day event. So I don't know. I didn't know if it was $300 or what. But to me, I say get in the room because I've been to Podcast Summit in the back of the room and I still got value to help build my business. So I just don't know where you were going. You'd have to take us wherever your train of thought.
No, what I'm saying. So, right. And that's your experience, right? So people are at different levels in their development. There are some people who are just starting out. They need to see what it's like, right? They need to be introduced to it slowly. Once they develop a system or a tolerance, like, all right, man, now I'm ready to take I'm ready to take the next steps. I was that person. So I'm not trying to say anything wrong with it. I'm just trying to say that, hey, if I know that, I'll put it in preface like this. Let's say you're going to shake your head.
I just don't know where you're going. So yeah.
Get to my point.
Yes.
Get to my point. Land the plane. I'm telling you, if there's opportunities for you to grow and expand your brand, do not miss out on it if that is exactly what it is you wish to do, right? Quit thinking about the money. If you invest the money, it will come back to you if you work to get it. That's what I'm telling people. I was one of those people who played scared with money. I don't play scared with money no more. I still don't want to go crazy, but hey, if it makes sense, let's do it. Some things are at a steal. And when you get them at a steal, capitalize. There you go. My plane has landed with you.
I want to say so many things about your plane not landing with that because you needed us to tell you $300 to just
I
say,
just
get
asked
in the room.
The question but, for engagement, but you were distracted. Now you want to act like I'm at fault. Like I can't
I am
see
acting
you
like
text
you are
me.
Fault.
I'm watching you text on your phone.
So wait a minute. To be very clear, what's happening in this moment is I am handling an employee issue. I'm still doing your podcast.
My
and
ooh, now my
answering
podcast.
Your question ooh, with the $300 comment. So what happened was you saw that I was handling an issue and that I wasn't as focused. Ooh. So you couldn't land your plane. Ooh. That's what it was.
Ooh. So I'm supposed to know you're handling issues or do I just see you doing some other stuff? So
I don't know, but you're very sidetracked with whatever. So
I'm not sidetracked.
I had already.
As we get ready to wrap up this episode of the Boss Fest podcast, because I'm not going to live in this negative space because I know my value and I know my worth. And my worth is not in your comments right now. Listen, tickets on sale for Boss Fest www.boss-fest.com. www.boss-fest.com. General admission, VIP, and Boss Academy. I'm definitely telling everybody to get in Boss Academy. These are the spaces where you can interact with these people who can teach you the game, elevate the game. And something that they've already done in the space, they can just give you the next key to be successful. We was on a call today and just basic information that they're doing. And I've been trying to figure out how to improve something for a long time. Like, oh my God, how do I do that? And I was like, oh man, it's just simple. You just go over here and look this up and here it is. And when I went to the website, I'm thinking this junk is going to cost thousands of dollars. I'm like, man, this junk is starting at $50. Like, and I would have never thought about it, but it took for me to be in the right space to hear the information, to then go research it and see. And the one thing our business coach is telling us is when you go to these events, come there with questions, right? If you come to a business event, if you come to an event like this, and you don't have questions, you're doing yourself a disservice. Every question you have, you should be seeking an answer to it or seeking somebody out who can provide that answer. And it may not always be the people on the stage. It may be the person right beside you, which is why you get at the VIP space. So that you mingling and you're talking and everybody's conversing and you're hearing people like, oh my God, you do this, you do that. My goal this year is to at least get 20 to 25 people to be on the Boss Fest podcast from the podcast summit. Some random people everywhere. Hey, man, I'm looking for people. Whether they stay committed to it or not, my goal is to find at least 25 people. Hey, I'm trying to get you on the Boss Fest podcast. We got an opening this day. We got availability this day. This is what we're trying to do. What does your time frame look like? We do this virtually. Those are the goals. And I want to have these conversations with other entrepreneurs, other business people. Shoot, I want to have conversations with other 9-to-5ers who are now tired of the 9-to-5 and trying to chase that entrepreneur bag. Because, hey, we all start somewhere. There you go. www.boss-fest.com. Did you freeze or you just blinking at me?
You were closing us out and then you started on this tangent. We definitely appreciate everyone tuning in this Wednesday and we'll catch you next week.
Peace.